guys. Welcome back to another episode of Ginger on the Low. I am Lo.
I'm Keith.
Today we have our awesome friend, CJ.
Burr, 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 burr. Is this where I talk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You just say.
So CJ's here with us. We're going to talk about random ass stuff and just have fun. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, CJ, for our listeners?
Sure, I can do that. they look so professional at this, and it's like first time I've ever really been on the mic. But anyways, I'm just your average CJ, and yeah, I like to do cool stuff. Currently serving in National Guard, aka Nasty Girls, that everybody likes to mess with me about. But Army National Guard, I think like going on 10 years and just getting over injury and just trying to find myself in life.
Oh, speaking my words.
Yes.
Ugh. He said injury, speaking my words. That resonated so hard with it. Well, we conversate about that often. We're like, hey, how's your back? I don't know. How's your neck? Both of them? Pretty bad. Right. Getting right. Any better? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, so... anyways, I just recently started listening to you guys, getting back into the gym, and got tired of listening to 3-minute songs. So going by, just listening to you guys like hour at a time, it goes by a lot quicker than 3-minute songs. And, I don't know, got me really interested in coming and seeing what this is all about. And I found out it's much more work than hangout, but that's
yeah,
it's
yeah,
not it's, that hard.
It's not that hard, but it's also to the point where if I've had a long day or I've just had like a day and she's like, let's record. And I'm like, God, fuck, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, I don't want to use my brain right now.
And you really don't have to use it that hard.
I lose my brain so hard when I do this.
So before we started recording, you mentioned the only other time you were on a mic, and I want you to repeat that story.
So listen.
It was
okay.
So funny.
God, I don't even remember. I wish I could remember at age. So I had a friend that was in jail. You know, he's not a bad guy, though. It happens. And anyways, he got out. But, you know, we had to be late teens, early 20s, because he wanted to be a rapper. You know, inspiring rapper, you know, like Island Boys. You know,
yeah. Anyway,
that's one of our topics.
Yeah.
So, inspiring rapper, right? I don't think he blew up, but I did find his CD in my car the other day.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He's still alive?
Yeah, he is.
Do you talk to him? Well, like...
Yeah, no.
Is that person dead?
He does.
You know, COVID, according to the government.
He doesn't.
Everyone's dying.
So. He doesn't rap. He's actually doing really good. But the first time I ever heard myself on the mic was going over there to make a rap song with him, and we recorded on a pop mic with the fancy little, I don't know.
Yeah, how did that conversation
circle? Yeah. Yeah.
How did that conversation come out? He's like, do you want to come over and spit some bars today?
It actually did. It was something like that. I was like, yo, like, I'm going to come listen to you spit some bars. I was like, yo, like, let me get in on this. Like, it doesn't sound that hard. Let me just see what I can do.
Once was a girl and I was walking a dog and then I went through the fog and I was, yeah,
so
it's not that easy.
It's not, but it's not that hard. Anyway, so we recorded in a dark closet with one at a time, not together.
Yeah.
We cannot both be in the dark.
Sure.
No,
yeah.
Both of us were not in the dark closet.
We'll go with that.
So yeah. And I don't know. It was weird. I don't know if he actually ever made the song with me recording or not, but, that was the first time I ever heard myself on the mic. I really didn't like it.
Yeah, I hate listening, like re-listening to myself talk. I'm like, you motherfucker. I don't like it.
Well,
like
a lot of people say that you have a very therapeutic,
calming and therapeutic voice. I know, I keep hearing
you
that,
do.
But I don't like it.
You do. No, you do. You have a very like deep, calming voice. And you have like the very like spunky, like peppy voice.
Ow!
But spunky.
No? Yeah, like, I don't know.
I like that.
You like motivation and calming.
I get very awkward when people pay me compliments. They're like, yeah. What are you doing? I don't know.
We're working on receiving, learning how to receive compliments.
Not dicks, compliments.
Before I came over here, I was in Publix buying a bunch of wine, and I seen the flowers, and I really almost brought you some. Just because. It would have been great.
That would have been funny. But I stopped my flower buying game months ago.
And now he buys me plants, and I like it so much better.
Yeah, but you remember that? You know, remember that time you brought him flowers? You know,
yeah.
I was trying to relive that.
What? When was that?
He's listening to like our early on episodes. Remember
I just started. Yeah.
We got into a fight, and I...
Oh, yeah.
And I came home, I was like...
Got you these. What the fuck is this? I do remember that. I actually like didn't like that so much that I blocked it out of my memory and didn't remember just now when he brought it up. I was like, I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
I
like,
that kind of bitch. Yeah.
Funny.
So do you want to talk about military at all? Or you want to just like bypass that?
Yeah, we can bypass it. Just know that like I've heard a lot of people say, you know, they get out of the military because they hate it and this and that. And I never really understood why. I never understood why a lot of people in the military are angry with them. But after being hurt, I understand you all now. I really understand. And I get it now. And I can say I get it. And I know why.
Do you have to deal with the VA? Or is that?
No, I haven't even started that.
Oh, okay.
That's probably going to be a whole nother issue. Yeah,
that's going to be real bad.
Yeah.
Now that you are injured and you have to look forward to that,
it's
going to be bad. Because that's all I hear is when you get out, it's straight shit with them.
Yeah. No, just the whole transition from being active in the National Guard and coming home still injured instead of going to a... like on an active post doctor hospital. It's just, it's been an on and off
shit
mess.
Show. Yeah. And you were on deployment recently, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, for like fucking ever. That was ridiculous.
That was like 10, 12 months. Especially
God!
COVID.
See, that's
he
why I have...
He does have two young children.
So you were listening to Gary's episode, and that's why I have like such respect for people in the military, because... that fucking deployment shit when you just don't see your family for that long. I don't know how the fuck you guys do that. Like, holy shit. I would not want to do that. I'm too like fucking needy. Like with like, babe, the computer screen's not enough.
We almost broke up because he was like, I think I'm about to join the military.
I almost did. I talked to a recruiter and everything. And I actually had a job lined up. I took the ASVAB, all that shit. And I was like, no, I'm good. I just didn't do it. And I think I made the right choice.
It's so funny. Like, cause I'm all for everybody who wants to do it and doesn't want to do it. I did it originally, you know, I guess, it was what, 2012. And I was just like, I need to do something, you know, to give back, my way of giving back. And then now I stand, you know, I used to not give the National Guard credit. And still a lot of people don't. But what you realize is like, I go to a regular job every day, and then all of a sudden, on the weekend, I become soldier again
and leave
my family for about 3 days because my unit is actually, 2.5 hours away from here. So I go 2.5 hours up there, stay in a hotel for like 3 days, and then I come back.
Right.
And I never realized that. Like, a lot of people are like, they're not away from their family, I guess, as much as I am. Every hurricane, you know, I'll go up there and sit for a week and then hang out. And like, I guess I'm just used to being away from my family, which is weird.
Yeah. That's shitty.
The new norm. I don't know. Maybe not for some people.
So let's get into a little bit deeper of why you joined the military. Like the deeperness.
Deeper. Real? Okay.
Is there any real?
There is.
Okay.
There's a real truth.
I had a feeling. My intuition was tingling.
I could feel yours.
The real truth is at 19 years old, I somehow applied to work at 7. I had gotten laid off from work when I was 18 because I didn't take the job seriously. Actually, it was doing AC test and balance, and it was getting me sick all the time from being up in the air and all the dust and this and that. But I got laid off, and I applied to be a corrections officer and a 7-Eleven worker.
I mean,
one extra to the
prisoners or free taquitos. Yeah. You tell me.
So, and they called me back at the prison, so I went to work at the prison. And then after about a year, I realized how much I hated it. So I was like,
yeah.
I'm going to join the military, but I'm going to join the one where I stay home so I can learn a new job skill and get out of here.
Right.
And I still never got out. I mean, I did get out, but I went to some other kind of law enforcement job, which I'm okay with, but I'm still working on this whole IT transfer. That's what I do in the military, and that's kind of what I enjoy versus telling people how to live their life.
Yeah. That's what Sean's doing now.
What? Sean's doing the IT stuff.
Oh, okay.
In the Army.
Yep.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's gotten, like, all of his...
I think it took him, like, a year and a half. I don't know. Don't say specifics. I don't know.
I didn't know he was in the military.
Yeah, yeah, he joined the military a couple of years ago, way later in life.
Yeah.
But it took him probably a year and a half just to join because he was waiting for a specific job.
Oh, okay.
In IT because he wanted to be able to have there a you good go. Job when he got out.
And he and got like all of his fucking...
Yeah. Years and now he's in Hawaii. He's been there for like a year and a half.
And he got like all of his fucking big clearances and shit to do like crazy shit.
Yeah.
His
Secret Service
clearance and all that shit. And I was like, fucking please do that. I just need to tell somebody. I know somebody doing Secret Service.
Yeah. Sorry. So back to Sean, like Sean waiting for the right job. Anybody listening, don't listen to the recruiter about get in and you can transfer later. Wait. Till the job, you get what you want.
Yeah,
they're going to tell you only certain ones are specific. Wait and join. Wait for the job you want.
Right.
Trust me. And I even thought about being a recruiter. And I'm trying to not lie to people. And but
they do lie.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
They do lie.
Mine seemed like he was lying a lot because I was like, I don't want to do anything.
I don't want to kill people.
Well, my ASVAT, like I could have done like more construction stuff in the military.
Oh, so you stupid.
So my ASVAB was not really high. And they was like, can you put some wood together? And I was like, sure.
Yeah. Listen,
there's some pretty cool. So I worked with a bunch of guys who are from, what would you call it? I think, the engineering brigade.
Civil engineering.
Hey. They built over there in Saudi, they built the porches on the front of our tent and we had a hangout porch. And that's had they sweet. Not had those handyman skills, we wouldn't have had a porch to hang out on.
Yeah.
So yeah. There's a place for you, I promise. And one of our like pieces of equipment is basically it's AC'd, but sometimes AC goes out because it's like 70-year-old equipment.
Yeah.
So they would build these dog boxes on the back of our equipment and shove a like window unit AC in the back of it to cool the equipment down. But it was the engineering brigade, aka handyman guys, that would build that.
Nice.
So there is a place for you, I promise.
I couldn't have done it. Still couldn't have done it. I could have joined the military to be a handyman. That'd have been great. But man, I don't know. Jacking off in porta potties, that's just not my thing.
Listen, I can tell you about some stories of porta potties. Like when it's so cold out, you're shitting in the porta potty and you're staying in there for the warmth and you don't know if it's gross or
oh no, if it's not just gross the right at thing that to point, do. You're just like, no, I'm cold. It's so I don't give a
warm.
Shit.
Like the shit's coming up and it's warm, so you're like, I don't want to get off because it's like warm.
No, it's not gross at all. You have to do what you need to.
Totally not
it's gross.
Gross
when you do it and it makes you sick. That's when it's gross.
Okay. Yeah,
there's a lot of stories.
Didn't know we were gonna go there, huh?
I'm just thinking about a tent full of guys and like hearing the.
No, that's what I've heard is that if you're gonna do that, you have to go in a porta potty and do that in this disgusting, shitty porta potty by yourself.
Flush it,
and most of these guys are going to fucking. No, most of these guys are going to fucking Afghanistan or something crazy like that in the middle of fucking August, jacking off in a porta potty, losing just liquid out of their body, just sweating so fucking like no.
Is it even worth it?
Not worth it. It is. Yes, of course. Oh my God. 10, 12 months without anything. And your wife's like sending you pictures and you're like, oh my God.
What about that?
I don't, you know, I don't.
No, not about parasitic pictures, but like the test on the penis or the balls of like not
going forever
that you've had. You know what I mean? Like, is that like a, you know, like people, some people will work
abstinence.
Out. Shut up. You know how, bitch? You know how some people work out really hard and they want to work out so hard because it gets you into like that different frame of mind? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To struggle or something like that. Is that similar with like not being able to have sex for that long when
like
you could
blue, like,
if you're home?
Oh, like blue balls? Like, or like just my like, balls felt like they were going to like explode from not...
No,
because you, like, you're jerking off over there.
I mean, no, but I mean like...
Yeah, but it's not the same. Like, does it do something? Like, is it a mental struggle of like, I think I might die if I don't have sex anymore?
I'm sure like, it's not dying.
You know,
but.
Like... I didn't even think about that over there. I'll be honest with you. Like, it was weird. And, like, I don't know. I can't. So to back it up a little bit, my testosterone was a little low before I went over there because I was working midnight shift. So that could be a, that could be a factor.
I would not be okay.
So long story short, I was on TRT before I went overseas. And then I kind of stopped it going overseas. But the funny thing is, recently I've had another like testosterone check and it's actually re-elevated itself.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you take a PCT afterwards?
No. Mm-hmm. I think it had a...
How many letters?
Yeah. I think it had a lot to do with just being on midnight shift. Midnight shift really killed me. Like it dropped my testosterone. Like I was 29 at the time. It dropped it into like 390. And it just... I just recently... I'm 31 now because I've been hurt for 9 months and deployed for a year. But it like re-raised itself up like 650 somehow.
Damn, yeah. That's crazy.
And that's what the doctor was saying. So, but no, I was overseas. I really think my testosterone was low. Which is weird because I'm with a bunch of guys.
Well,
but they are a bunch of IT guys. Yeah. So
nerds.
We all played video games a lot. We were trying to fight each other. Maybe we were fighting each other with swords on the video games, but you know, like, we weren't really.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy that it elevated itself like that because if you were to take like a TRT and then not do a PCT, it's usually just like, nope, we don't create testosterone anymore.
Right.
Fuck you.
So I don't think I was really broke to begin with. I think midnight shift just kicked my butt.
Oh, yeah. Just the hours and
I think
not sleeping like a regular sleep schedule.
Right.
And did even, you guys take a CVC?
You guys go to ABC Liquor after that or...
Sorry, I had the only...
But, you know...
So which one of you guys were XYZ?
Sleep, blood count.
It, and you just thinking about it, though, like, I don't know. Sex wasn't always on my mind over there, which is weird. But I was moving a lot.
You can't have it, so it's just like a mental block of like...
It's like, maybe, nope, not going to think about that.
I'm very good about that. Like pork. Like, I couldn't have pork over there either, so...
Really?
It didn't bother me. Yeah, because you can't... Muslim or alcohol, country. Because it's dry. It's dry country. Yeah, Muslim... It's dry country, no pork, no alcohol. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was no pork.
Yeah, there's no pork. No
bro,
bacon.
I love pork, bro.
No bacon, sausage. Yeah, man.
Another thing I wanted to hop into, you were saying something about lenses, and it's kind of like the five love languages.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, you I were telling you. Me about this.
Well, we just went from like
we're going
sorry,
in.
That's how my
this is how ADHD oh, works.
It just popped okay, into my no. head and so am I
you gotta keep
leave,
me on track.
Like squirrel, like I might lose it and then I'll be like, what was I gonna say?
All right.
So we're just jumping into that. Sex.
You could say something that's like, ABC. Hey, to like separate into like convert into that topic just Whoa. Go don't join the military and then we'll go lenses.
So the lenses thing I pre-mob I actually we taught it a little bit. It's something called the four lenses and it's taught by like Shipley Communications. You can go and look them up. This isn't a shout out or nothing, but yeah,
they might. I mean, if they want to sponsor us, it is a shout out.
Oh yeah. I mean, hey, I that'd be crazy if they listen to it. But the four lenses is basically, it just talks about, how each individual sees the world through four lenses. And it's a green, a gold, a blue, and an orange, and they each have their own meaning. And what's crazy is like I've done this test on a bunch of different people, probably over 150 people. And you normally do it in a group, but you can do it as an individual. You do it as an individual and then you group up. And what it's really used for, it's used for like in the military. The military is trying to implement it to better understand your soldiers and better understand each other. Because if I know where you exceed in Excel or where your downfall is, I know where I can use you better as a leader. And it's used in work groups, I guess, so you can know your, if you're a boss, you can know your individuals to use them the same kind of way.
Right, yeah.
But it, like love languages, if I knew, you know, what your love language was, like, this is so bad because you can use love languages to manipulate, just like you can use the four lenses to manipulate.
Well, you can use anything to manipulate, honestly.
But, quote unquote, they said you are not to use these four lenses as a manipulation tool. You're not.
But, that's good.
But
they do it. But.
And BT Dubs, like, I just want to say, like, this blends perfectly because we're just talking military. Mm-hmm. We're still talking about military with lenses. So.
Yeah, the military likes...
It wasn't that big of a jump.
No. The military is trying, if you haven't noticed, they're trying to get you to focus on, like, be deeper than just what's the surface. Know your soldiers, know what's going on to help counter the suicide pandemic going on. And that's what implementing these lenses is I guess to help with. So you can know your soldiers, like, you know their ups and downs and when things are going on.
Right.
But just to talk about, we can talk about the four lenses a little bit if you want.
Yeah. So I want to know.
It's been a little while.
I want to know what my lens is right now.
Yeah. I know what lenses. My lenses too.
Ask me questions now.
I did not bring the stuff. Maybe we can do that another time, but
we definitely can.
Like, okay, like an orange lens. An orange lens is like, don't follow rules. There's no rules to you. You're very spontaneous. You're rock and roll. Like, most of your actors, musicians, all that are, it goes even deeper, are mature oranges. Because immature oranges end up in jail.
Can be careless. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, but like, musicians, actors, stuff like that, there's no rules. They just go with the flow, and, you know, they're a partier.
Yeah.
Green is, you like to put things together and take them apart, and you like to know why things work the way they work. Mm. They're kind of nerdy.
Which I just want to hop in real quick.
Go ahead.
With auras, mm-hmm. green is the same thing.
Mm.
So I wonder if these lenses have anything to do with aura colors.
It could. I don't know what auras.
Yeah. Okay, so each person has like a color, a ring of color that goes around.
Okay.
Them.
Yeah,
some
yeah,
have
yeah.
like one, or most people have two, some have three though. But each color is the same thing. It's characteristic. So you can be like a green yellow, and yellow yep. is like organized, like you like calendars, you like to kind of lead.
That's gold. Like
that. Yeah. Okay. Weird. And then green is like your engineers, your statistic people and stuff.
So, what's blue?
Blue is like the super empaths, people who are very like intuitive and
emotional.
Yeah.
Talkative.
Yeah.
Like, okay, yeah.
Go
yeah.
more with
no,
lenses.
Yeah.
This
wow.
is so cool.
So, maybe yeah. somebody
they just
based
took,
it.
Took like spiritual shit and they're like, yes. let's like slap some military hardness on
And that's
this.
How you become a millionaire.
Yeah. Genius.
You start, that's how you become a millionaire. They took the spiritual thing, like, because a lot of people don't believe in it or
yeah,
don't want
right.
to, they don't want to hear it. And they put it in book form.
Yeah.
They put
lenses.
It in paper form.
Yeah.
Four lenses.
And that makes so much sense. How you see the world.
Yeah.
And that's the same with the aura wow. is, you know, that's just who you are. It's your essence, you know? And like
wow.
some people can wear.
Interesting.
Like unauthentic colors by how they were raised. So if you had a bunch of trauma that happened and you're actually a blue aura, let's say, you could wear an inauthentic red because that's what pleased your parents. And so you're walking around with a, which red is like type A personalities, like people who don't necessarily work well with it, or like they have to lead and they're mm-hmm. outspoken and they're more, you know, just fiery people, you know? Mm-hmm. So some people might be really soft, but that was looked upon as being weak or like a little bitch or something
right,
like that.
Right.
And so they have to wear an unauthentic red because their parent, you know, stuff like that. And so you can wear unauthentic colors, but it's the same. It sounds like the same as like a lens. Like that's just
yeah.
who you are and how you see the world.
It's very interesting.
You heard it here first that they're connected.
No, 100% sure. That's why I asked her, because she already knew. Yeah, definitely they were connected. So anyway, yeah, there's gold, orange, and like she said, gold is your organized. Like one of the tests is I will take like, you know, a bunch of markers and put the, you know, put the wrong caps on the other wrong colors and I'm going to set them down in front of you. If you're a gold, you're going to pick them up and put them back on the right colors.
Yeah. Right.
Because you that bothers you.
Yeah.
But yeah, just like you said, yeah. So blue
resonated with any of these.
Blue is kind of materialistic too. Like blue, you like to wear like, you know, designer clothes, stuff like that. But you like to be emotional. You like to talk about your feelings. And gold is, which is funny, you know, because like I'm in the military structure, law enforcement structure, and I'm a gold blue. Which is why I can.
I know. I was going to say, can you be like a rainbow type
yeah,
thing
am,
where you're a few?
So
like, I'm all four.
I will say it. I'm a gold blue. Yeah.
Okay, so with aura colors, usually people who see themselves in each color, they're usually blues because blues don't know who they are because they are so empathetic and they can relate to everyone.
So we literally had one of our captains test what did she test? Literally, like, I forget the numbers. Like, literally 33 in each. Because I think it's a score is, like, 100 on how you, like, categorize yourself. And she was, like, equal all across, which is very weird. Yeah. No. She was equal. She was three equal and then one very low. And she's a captain, which means she's very structured. Mm-hmm. And she was orange, blue, and gold. And they were all equal. And then green was the lowest, which means she's a talkative, structured, wild person, which is what the military is full of, in case you didn't know.
Right. Like, yeah.
They're not as strict
sounds
as they appear
like
if you.
A narcissist.
Ah, no.
I'm kidding.
She like, sounds like a real like, piece of shit.
Who's a chameleon who can just, like, oh, I know they want me to be organized, so let me do this and let me do this because I know that's what's needed for my position. Where in her not like real life, when she's not wearing that hat, like I wonder what she would be scoring. Like if it was just like a fun test and she wasn't taking it for her
for
job,
work. Yeah.
You know? Interesting.
If she would answer stuff differently.
Interesting. Interesting. So what's funny is the questions have nothing to do with your job. So how you're tested is you look at pictures and you say, all right, you look at four pictures. Out of these four pictures, which looks the most funnest to you, or which is more descriptive of you from one through four?
Right.
Then after you look at, you know, put them in order from, and four actually is because it gives you the most points. So you go from most like you to least like you. Then you'll flip them over and on the back of these pictures are eight, which I think I actually have it on my phone. You look at the back of the pictures and you read, don't remember what the front looks like. I'll mix them all up. Read which one describes you best. So you go by looks and then description and it kind of messes it up. And then I think there's a few other things we do, but then that's how you like get your numbers of what you are.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It's pretty fun. And
I love taking tests. Like,
we'll have you here tomorrow.
Yeah.
We would like to book a session.
Yeah. It is fun. And I've helped a lot of people, even trying to figure out their spouse. I think they know that, like, they'll talk to me about their spouse and then like, I'll end up talking to them. And then they're like, yeah, I bet you she's like this, this, and this. And they're like, yep. And I was like, she's probably an orange. And I was like, that's probably why they're like this. And he's like, yep, 100%. I was like, well, maybe you should try this. Cause I believe it or not, there's a book that comes out. There's a book that goes with these colors and all that, that says like, it goes even deeper, like blues or so how do I describe it? There's certain colors associate with different household chores. Like blues like to clean and oranges like to take out the trash because I feel like they're doing something. And greens like to mow the lawn because they love the tinkering with the lawnmower and all that stuff, you know? It goes so deep. Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
I think I'm a gold.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, but not fully. So in aura colors, there's more colors. It's not just the four.
Okay.
There's like indigo, purple, turquoise and red, and so it goes a little bit deeper. But I think I did like a test and it showed that my aura color was yellow and purple is like blue, where like empath, stuff like that, but it's a little bit more emotional, a little bit more intuitive, a little more like woo-woo-y, which makes sense. But yellow, it's not that I have OCD where I need everything to be perfect, but I like structure and I like to know what's going to happen. I like calendars, schedules.
Okay.
I like organizing stuff, but like for me, I'm not like OCD where I have to have everything in perfect place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that makes
sense. So I think there's like a misconception with like what organizing means because with my ADD, like I can sit and reorganize an entire sock drawer. And it's going to be the best fucking sock drawer you've ever seen. You know what I mean?
Oh, she did just organize my sock and underwear drawer, and it looked pretty great.
Mine are organized.
It is no longer looking like that. But
but like for me, I can't maintain stuff because I get too overwhelmed with life, you know?
Mm.
Which is my purple, where I get overwhelmed, and I'm like,
No. Yeah. Was it like a crying dolphin? Or
yeah.
Oh, okay. So all these things go even deeper. even with the four lenses, you have introvert and extroverted that actually goes with it. And you can have I had a buddy who's very alpha male that I did this with, and he's an orange, and he's pretty wild. He's just like, let's just go do it. But I always thought he was extroverted because he's very out there and outgoing, but that's because he's a wild orange, but he's actually introverted. And what that means is he can go do wild, crazy shit by himself, which means like he'll, for the first 4 days,
fucking serial killer.
Yeah. Man. For the
hey, I can go do some wild, crazy shit myself. I think I'm going to kill someone.
We were in resiliency class together. And for the first like 4 days, I was a little upset because we were up in Wisconsin. Actually, 2 years ago, Halloween time, we were up in Wisconsin. And for the first 4 days, like 5 days, I found out he was going out like hiking in the mountains by himself. And I was jealous. I was like, bro, why didn't you talk to me? He was like, oh, I was just doing it. I didn't know anybody wanted to go. I'm like, I'll go. But that's, and then later on found, I'm like, how are you introverted? Like, you're loud. You're like 6'7", you're loud and everybody loves you. He's like, and I talked to actually, I think the instructor about that. And it was because he'll go do crazy shit by himself. He'll just go wild out by himself, which right. is very cool, but it goes way deep. It goes even deeper. It's yeah. a cool thing. It really is. Cool. That's a cool thing. And so far it's been accurate.
That makes sense. So what lens do you think I am?
So
you haven't done a test yet
because,
I just want him to use his intuition.
And it's like, so I'll make a disclosure. Like, we're not best friends. Like, we've all grown up with each other,
yes.
hung out with each other, but like, I don't know you. But I would say, because of what you disclosed, like gold, which gold can mean like, you know, it doesn't have to be OCD, but things have a place, or you like organization. But I would assume some type of orange, one, because you're doing some kind of podcast, because you're doing a podcast, which kind of takes a little bit of outgoingness, but you like concerts. So that I don't go to concerts. I don't know why. I don't go to concerts. I've never been my thing.
Yeah.
Maybe at the fair, SeaWorld, you know, but I've never gone to a concert. So I would have to guess some kind of orange, but, and then some kind of blue, obviously, because you can talk about your feelings. You can talk about things.
Ugh, too much.
Yeah. And you definitely, being a handyman, so working with your hands and you build things. So, but you're nowhere near like a green. Green, it's like engineering, but you'd have to be some kind of orange green because, yeah. And you may score 100% evenly. I had a soldier I tested on, and he was an engineer. And he tested orange green, very quiet. You would never even know. I was like, how are you orange green? And it's probably because behind closed doors, like, he just does wild shit.
Yeah.
You know, like no fear, no fear. That's all it really is. No fear, you know, but we could go. So it's so hard to do this because like we only record for what, maybe like an hour, and we can just go so deep on so many topics.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll just skim the ice and I'll come back another time.
Yeah.
No, we definitely come back and we'll be like, no, so part two, CJ's coming back. He's going to fucking test us. And we're going to do that. But right now we're going to pause so I can go pee. So we got to talking while we were on a break. And what were we talking about?
CJ.
Oh, wait,
oh yeah. Me.
I was doing a lot of talking, I guess. But so yeah, we were just talking about what was it, nature versus nurture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to do this.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got the twist tops. Can't hear mine.
Which we have talked about nature versus nurture, but I think it's interesting to hear your point of view of it and also what kind of led you into thinking about it in the first place.
So, I brought it up like a topic to talk about, I guess. And it was really like choices and life choices and how you end up going down the road you go down or the path you go down, being like statistically wise, I guess, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But statistically, you know, like a person who grows up in a broken home is going to grow up and be a shitbag.
Right.
Yeah. Not necessarily.
Not just a broken home, yeah. But like just a lot of like just trials and trauma. A lot of different traumas. Yeah. Then you're like, because like, I don't know. I hate the term broken home.
Right.
Like, Because, like, when you think broken home, you think divorce.
Yeah, right.
And that doesn't mean, like...
Not at all.
You know?
Maybe, like, a rocky home.
Yeah. Or trauma.
Yeah.
Just it's definitely trauma. Different traumas.
We'll go with that. Not broken home.
Yeah, different traumas. Because even someone who has a fairly wealthy, middle-class family who get divorced when, say, a teenager 17, that could be very traumatic.
Right.
Whereas someone else who... you know, was poor and has all these things, and you're like, fuck you, dude. Like, that's nothing, you know? But it's still, everyone has their own trauma with different things that happen.
Yeah. Right. And then, you know, you have brought up, it could be nature versus nurture, not necessarily the choices you make, but the nature or the nurturing you had during those difficult times or didn't have. And when you talked about that, it made me really think about a lot of the people, the statistics people I've talked to, I used to work in a prison, a lot of youthful offenders, and the commonalities between them all is they just didn't have ground at home. Mm-hmm. It's their parents were doing their own thing and they raised themselves, which I can't say I wasn't much different. But I was thinking about it a lot last night, and I think it just had to do with growing up. I think I just made a choice that I didn't want to disappoint my parents because I seen how hard they worked.
Yeah.
And, but backing it up, what I was going to talk about before we decided, when we decided to press play. So my aunt, the whole nature versus nurture thing, you know, I didn't come from a broken household. I had a lot of trauma, you know, happen growing up, and I turned out pretty well, they say. Mm-hmm. And, my aunt told me, no, she had a boyfriend. I think when I used to go see my aunt, like spend the summers with her, you know, at least a week or two. She said she had a boyfriend at the time that said I was a very like, it sounds like he's a pedophile or something. But anyways, said I was a very like caring kid. Now that I'm talking about this. No, he didn't touch me where I peed. I promise.
Yeah. So you think.
God bless.
Let me check my memory real quick. No, but she said, and I guess he said, like, I used to give these hugs that were like. She told me this last night. She's like, I was like, look, I'm going to go to this podcast tomorrow. And she's like,
so sweet.
Yeah. But I guess I used to give these like hugs that like meant something versus just like a little, you know, shoulder tap. I used to give like caring hugs. And he said. I guess he told my aunt, like, he's going to be successful when he gets older. Maybe he was spiritual. I don't know. I was like, how do you know he's going to be successful? And she was telling me, she's like, I consider you successful. And I was like, all right. But, you know, my mom going to live with my grandfather who was separated from my grandmother growing up. You know, my mom giving me to him because my mom was going their own thing at the time, then my grandmother adopting me because my grandfather was about to put me up for adoption, and then just all kinds of crazy stuff. And that goes back to, I think, the nurture thing is my grandmother nurtured me, and that's from what I've been told, because I was the boy she never had. She had four girls growing up, and I was the boy. And it really made me think about that. But yeah, but disclosure, did not touch me.
Disclosure, not molested. But
well, I think it's like the same thing when you see kids who can just say things that aren't kidly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're just like, wow, like you have such an old soul. You know what I mean? So I think like with the hug thing, it's like, wow, like he's genuine. It's not just like a little kid. It's like a deeper like, hey, like, I love you, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Not just like a, all right, bye. And like a spastic kid.
You know what was weird is because just like my whole life I've been told I give great hugs. And my aunt never told me anything about that until yesterday.
Do you feel like the neighborhood you grew up in when you were with your grandma, were you with her the longest, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Were there a lot of male role models in the neighborhood?
No. So... Oh my.
I heard this statistic that this is why I'm saying this. That way you're not trying to figure out where I'm going with it. But they were saying that boys who do more successful in life, which I could be getting this like statistic wrong, but they were looking at broken homes, let's say, with absent fathers. But kids would do just as well if there was a lot of father figures mm-hmm. in the neighborhood. So even if they didn't have a father figure, if there were father figures, it could make just as much impact. But okay. neighborhoods, it was talking about majority black neighborhoods and the argument of divorced homes or absent fatherless homes, and the kids end up getting in trouble and stuff like that because a lot of these neighborhoods are single moms, mm-hmm. single black mothers mm-hmm. who they all work together kind of, but there isn't any fathers.
Okay. That's why because a big brother program I think is awesome.
Together
kind I used
of
to
thing.
Want to do that.
Me too. I do too.
But
right
they
now.
Band together where if you would take them out of that neighborhood and had them raise their kid in a neighborhood, doesn't matter what color, but where there are father figures, okay. regardless if it's in your home or not, it could still make a greater impact. So I wasn't sure.
So that makes sense. That makes sense. And so I had a father. I did have a father figure, and he was with my grandma ever since I was like 3 years old. So he actually, from what I've been told, the story goes, he put up the money to adopt me because I guess it's not free. I don't understand that either. America, you try to adopt a kid to make a better home and you got to pay money.
You got to pay money yeah. to do it. Fuck.
Yeah, it's wild. But yeah, so he put up the money and then like he helped raise me. You know, they were older when they adopted me. So I want to say 40. You know, I was 3 years old. They had to be in their maybe 37. They were older. So and we can go on a whole other subject from here. I'm trying to not sidetrack. I'm a little squirrel too. Mm-hmm. It makes me think of like as a parent, you try to do things you didn't have. Like, 'cause my parents were always older. I didn't go to SeaWorld, Disney, nothing like that. So that's why I do that all with my kids so much. Take them on vacations. We never went on vacation. Yeah. My parents were working all the time. Older. We never went on vacation. The only time we went on vacation was to like get my grandmother's dad because he had like a heart attack in Tennessee and to bring him back down here. Okay. That wasn't a vacation.
It was like what a vacation.
Right.
Yeah.
But I did have him, but I feel like my grandmother was just as much of a father figure just because, I don't know, like it's, he was a male, but he worked all the time, but she worked all the time neither. And mind you, like, I was actually in daycare off Dixon, if you know where that is.
Yeah. Love Dixon Tanner.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, and I grew up, you know, with a variety of people, you know, actually a lot of black people, and I'm white, I guess you can't tell, but, and this is why I guess I really don't see race as a thing because I just, you know, we grew up and had a good time and I don't remember things being any different really. My mom, okay, there's a lot more trauma when I would go to my mom's house because of the areas she lived in. So I witnessed a lot more things at my mom's house, but that made me, I guess, stronger because I was like, this isn't cool.
You can't do this shit.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He gave you a good, you had mm-hmm. a safe home to be in, but yeah. you got little glimpses of what the real world was like.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Be like,
fuck, I don't want to be like this shit. It's like a, it's like giving you grit.
Right.
Like that like work ethic or,
right.
you know, the grind, like it gives you grit to like be better in life.
Right.
And
right.
when you see shit like that, but you're not, because I think the like separation between people who have that, mm-hmm. like they have the home to live in. And they get to see those glimpses of shit. And then you have those people that just live in that fucking
right.
shit.
You're absolutely right.
They're the ones that end up in prison
yeah.
and stuff like that. But the people who end up with that, like just those glimpses are like, oh, I don't want to fucking do that.
You know what? You're
I don't
right.
want to be like that.
You're
fucking.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's like when you only have one thing to look at, that's all you know. Mm-hmm. So using my childhood, for example, like wouldn't say I had a broken home. My parents were together, got divorced when I was 15. Mm-hmm. But I did feel a sense of not being able to wait till I was older because I like was so sick of, you know, I was just like, oh, is this all life has? Right. And then it wasn't that bad, but it was just kind of like not, I don't know, like I just didn't know what it just felt like everyone's life was so much better. And even though I didn't have a bad life, but people who like are growing up in super low income, that's all they see because they don't have any glimpses of anything better. So they're just like, is this it? Is this all I fucking have to, like, every day is just another fucking day, you know? So when you do get to see different lenses or different glimpses of, like, what it could be, like, people who are able to travel and see different cultures, it, you have a bigger perspective of life, you know? So maybe that is one of those things that helped your perspective.
Yeah.
Because you did get that.
You're right. You're right. I never thought about it like that, but I tell you what, even after we went, not to say anything, but after my wife and I went on like a honeymoon to St. Lucia, and even like after I deployed to overseas Middle East, like when I came home, I want to get rid of all my stuff. I'm like,
you're like,
I don't need, I don't all need of this. I don't need this shit. Any of this. Yeah. Right. This is all just
it
shit.
It makes a lot of sense. Like I did that when, like, I used to do mission trips to Detroit and work with the homeless for like a year, like we, not a year, for a week we'd work with the homeless.
Yeah.
And when you got home, you're like, the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, what am I doing?
Yeah. No, you're right. And I never thought about it like that. This is why I was excited to come do this thing with you guys, because y'all get deep into stuff and it makes you wonder, but it's good stuff. And, you know, it's just like, goes back to those choices, but you know, maybe it wasn't a choice I made. Maybe it was something I seen that gave me perspective and made steer a different way.
Right. Yeah. It's not just, because our choices come from shit we see all the time.
Think if like you didn't have your grandparents and you were just with your mom, mm-hmm. and you had to go through when she was struggling.
Yeah.
You know, and she was your only person, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, could that, which is interesting to think about, like if, you can say what ifs all day, but if you were, like, would you have been like, I don't want to live like this? And still, is it because of who you are and your personality of who you were born?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, are we born with our
how much is perspective and how much is it just who you are?
Which can go back to the whole. We can go on a whole other thing about this now about past lives. And, you know, I wonder that, though, because, like, is that just who I am, or was it a choice I was made, or was I already destined to be successful?
Were you going to turn out to be that way anyways?
You know, because like my 2.5-year-old daughter, I've seen her do things that we've never taught her, and that we don't really let her just watch things. So she does things and you speak of the past life. I've never really thought about that. And so I started listening to the podcast and
I know she got me too.
It's wild. It really is. Like, I don't remember. I thought I was going to send you a message. I don't know if I did. How you talked about what Kinsey and public bathrooms, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So my daughter, if you rinse her head under a water faucet, goes crazy.
Yep.
She can take a shower. She can be in a shower. She can swim underwater.
Oh, like
put the faucet on her head.
Really?
Goes crazy. It's like, I wonder if she was drowned in her past life in a bathtub.
Totally. See, and that's what I think about. And like, a lot of people can argue the past life thing and like, whatever, if you don't believe in it, it doesn't offend me. Like, that doesn't bother me, but there is like a lot of stories out there from people who there's just stuff that you can't explain. Like 3-year-olds knowing names of these, like,
oh yeah,
you know, 1920s airplanes. I don't even know if airplanes are made then.
I should have
set a date.
You know, it's 19. Oh no.
I'm not good with history, but you know, like a Montauk. Why am I saying names?
That is a helicopter, I believe.
Well, I don't fucking know, but you know, like naming these things that were in like wars and stuff, and mm-hmm. like, oh, blah blah blah, that's my plane, and you're like, what the fuck? Yeah. And then you find out, like, oh, this person, he's saying that in his other life, his name was James III, and oh, this person actually did fly this plane and did die in this war, and you know what I mean? And it's like all the stuff matches, like pans out, and then this kid's like 4.
What
How
was
would he know that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What was the story I sent you the other day where I was like, past life shit or nah? Where it was like a lady that went into a coma and woke up. She was like British. You're like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Where like people just like, they have different accents, or there was one where she.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah. It's like they speak different languages. I don't know. It was something where something happened and she could all of a sudden speak like multiple languages, or like a specific language she didn't know before.
That is interesting.
Fucking weird.
By the way, y'all were talking about, I forget which episode it was, because I've been so, like, I literally just started like 4 days ago listening to y'all's podcast, and I know I'm sorry it took so long, but y'all were talking about like dissociated identity disorder.
Yeah,
y'all talking about that one.
Love that shit.
Just watch the movie Split.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie. So good.
But back to, how do you differentiate that? Being, is that a past life, the British thing, or is that a disassociated identity?
Right. Story? You have like a mental illness, right?
Yeah.
That is.
Well, see, and that's my like trippy,
too deep.
Trippy theory on mental illnesses too. Like people would, who disassociate, who have multiple personalities, is it that they have multiple personalities, or is each different time frames of past lives coming through? You know what I mean? And like, ooh. You know, like, who knows? Like, it's trippy.
So is it different, like, souls entering the body?
I'm freaking out right now.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. And so, like, my other one, which I think I talked about on an episode, so if you rehear this, you know, anyways.
I can't wait.
But, so people that are schizophrenic, like...
You did?
The... People that are schizophrenic, I think society looks at them as a whole as like, oh, well, you know, if you're bipolar, like, yeah, that's mental illness, but at least you're not schizophrenic. Like, there's such a stigma on it. It's pretty fucked up because they can't help it. But what if they're actually just fucking geniuses who are so awake in this world that there's like a veil that splits dimensions, you know, and they just see it and we don't, because like we're not woke enough, you know what I mean? They are so woke where they're like seeing this crazy shit. Have you seen Stranger Things?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about, where they go into the upside down world, and then, but it's like the same, it's like a parallel universe.
You
can't hear each other, you know what I mean? So people that are schizophrenic, they just see all this shit, and then we're just like, he's fucking crazy. And then, like, it's actually there.
Right. It's a lot of their actions, too, though, because you're like, well, they had this disease, and then schizophrenic Tim started stabbing his neighbor, and that's why he's in a mental hospital.
Can you imagine, what if there was a veil, or, like, the dimensions were combined with each other, and you guys are just drinking a fucking cup of coffee, and he sees someone, like, trying to kill everyone, and then... You do
from another
that
dimension?
Long enough, it yeah, like he sees it. You know what I mean? Like
right.
Almost like ghosts. You know what I mean? Like say you can see spirits.
I'm glad
and
I'm
so
not.
So we're just like chilling around the table, and then Tim's here. He's like, "Don't you guys fucking see this shit?" And we're like, "What are you talking about?"
Okay.
And he's like, "This fucking guy right here." And so we think he's crazy, but it's actually there. We just can't see it because we're not awake. Our cat's outside. To the dimension. To the other dimension.
Right. So you mentioned disassociated identity disorder is associated with traumas and blocking it out. And then schizophrenia is associated with voices and seeing things.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So my mom is a diagnosed schizophrenic other. Schizophrenic other. It's not So I guess schizophrenia can be triggered by anxiety and trauma, but her paranoid schizophrenic.
Yeah.
Her diagnosis is schizophrenic other, which means it doesn't come from paranoia. It comes from some kind of other, they don't know what it's come from.
Mm.
And this just happened like five years ago. So my whole life, she has been what I consider normal. And within the past 5 years, she went through a phase where she thought she was someone she wasn't, which... Uh-huh. Brings up the disassociated identity disorder. She has had trauma in her life. But then she got better from that, went through this weird thing where she was having these migraine stroke seizures where she would like lock up on one side, almost like she was having a seizure. She would lock up, stop breathing, and then like it would like release like for like a minute, and then it would like release in at the hospital, all this stuff. And then... she would start like hearing voices that weren't there, that were telling her to do things or whatever. But it was very interesting and weird at the same time. And of course she got some help, got on the right medicines, and it has stopped.
Right.
But trauma again. So she had slipped and fell on ice when she was driving a truck up in Pennsylvania. They thought first, like, Pennsylvania doctors thought she, we're in Florida, so Pennsylvania doctors thought she was a drug addict. Wouldn't treat her. Came down here.
How long ago was that?
About 5 years ago.
Holy shit. Yeah. So that she slipped and fell on ice.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when this shit started happening?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, so my initial theory is she had a near-death experience.
And it like snapped her out of some shit.
She hit her head.
Yeah.
I won't say it's near-death, but she hit her head and triggered something, absolutely. And what was funny is these diagnosed migraine stroke syndrome, basically, it's like any kind of loud noise or light would trigger the left side of her body to lock up. She would stop breathing, look like she was having a seizure and a stroke mixed together, which, I mean, if you can only imagine that on one side of your body.
Sounds awful.
And then she would release and then come back and she wouldn't remember it. She would not. And she went through that for about 6-8 months. And then they got her on psychological medicines. Mm-hmm. And she was fine. She's not normal now. She's kind of like
zombie.
She's not even zombie. What's so weird is she's almost like she's the opposite of what she used to be. She used to be like a very hard, like, don't take no crap from nobody. Now she's like a very emotional, talkative person. But she's very go with the flow, happy go lucky person. But she's on like 7 different kinds of medicines.
Yeah.
And they do make her different, but back to, yeah. So she was, they didn't know what caused that schizophrenia, but because she heard voices and seen things, that's what they diagnosed her as. But
that's fucking wild.
Very interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if she wanted an interview or not, but that'd be weird.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Well, I think it'd be, like, I wonder how coherent she is, like how much she remembers.
Like, does she know she has issues?
So traumatic when it was happening that it was, like, where she disassociated.
You're right.
And you know
at that time.
At that time when those things were happening.
Yeah.
So that would be interesting. But, yeah, like, I knew someone who, when he was paranoid schizophrenic and when he'd be off his meds, one time he thought he was Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And another one, he thought he was Tupac. I've actually been around a lot of schizophrenic people.
Oh, fuck. I wonder, schizophrenic.
I wonder if he thought he was Jesus because was he reading the Bible at that time? And Tupac, was he listening to a lot of that music at the time?
So the one person, when he started really seeing like he thought he was a reincarnated Tupac. So he was just like writing all these raps and like they're flowing, you know, so good. And it was like, he's like, yeah, because I was Tupac.
Did he ever have a guy record them in a closet?
I really need.
Probably. I don't know.
You know, that would make that me. That would make that me. You remember what we talked about? No.
Yeah.
If this stuff was good, I'd listen to it. I mean, if you can find him, I'd like to listen to what he... I could tell if he's Tupac or not.
Shout out. I promote local rap artists.
No. We'll play local rap on this podcast if you can just send us your tracks.
Yeah, we'll do a commercial rap break.
I'm so down with having local artists submit their music to us and playing it on the podcast.
Interesting. Yeah, I feel like it's like a lost talent. Nobody's making music. I mean, like... Was it Coastal Breed is the most local thing we have? Are they still playing?
Yeah, they are, but
shout out
bigger out there.
Shout out Coastal Breed.
But yeah, I feel like a lot of local, you know, talent is a lost thing. Everybody moves to Vegas, I guess, to blow up. I don't know. I'm not blown up. I don't have YouTube or nothing. You know, I'm just. No, that's what I've read. You got to move out to Vegas. You'd move out to Vegas, you know. Struggle on the street for a little bit, on the strip, not the street, but struggle on the strip, and then you eventually get picked up or you fail. I don't know.
Or you just fail.
I don't know what happened.
You fail and you live in your car.
You move back to your mom's. I don't know. I don't know.
Fun.
So have you looked into near-death experiences?
No.
You should.
You can tell me about them.
So near-death experiences is when something happens where you flatline for
Ooh,
some,
yes.
Some people die for 15 solid minutes, yep, and all of a sudden they come back alive, and they're like, how was that possible?
Yeah.
Like, and during that span of time, they remember going to the other side, mm-hmm, and seeing all the things you can see, and then coming back and being like, how do I live my life how I was?
Right, so right.
That's okay. What I was. That's why I kind of said that with your mom when she hit her head, even though she just got a concussion. Like, what if, you know, she had a near-death experience where she, for a split second, because, I mean, time is just an illusion, you know? Like, what is time?
Yeah, you mentioned that before.
We live.
I'm so glad I'm not baked out of my mind right now. I'd be freaking out.
We live our entire life, and you have to live your life around time. But if time is an illusion, so when you do die, you know, you could be out for 2 seconds here, but once you're on the other side, time isn't a thing. So it could be a whole process, you know, where
you have a whole other life in that 15 minutes and then come back.
Yeah. And just a split second. It's like, oh, you had a concussion, you know, and then all these horrible things where she, like I was saying, like that veil that of shit. Wow. It's like, what the fuck?
How deep? It goes deep. I never even thought about that, but you're right. Like, if time is just something we, as you know, Earth create, but if you go in a concussion for 15 minutes or leave your body 15 minutes, but really it's a whole year in another quote unquote time span, you lived a whole nother year of a life in that 15 minutes. That's wild. That's deep.
And you come back with a whole new perspective, and everyone's like expecting you to be who you were, and you're like, no.
And then you don't tell nobody about it because they think you're crazy.
Yeah, they think you're fucking insane.
They're like, mom, and they're like, oh, you're fucking paranoid.
You're
like, option.
Wow.
Good. I came back and this is who I am. And you're like, he hit his head. Like, oh, he hit his head really hard.
Cool. She's on medicine
good
now.
Good point.
She's not horrible, but she's different.
It's good like, point. Wow. She,
you know?
I was just thinking of something because I'm a squirrel, and if I don't say it, I'll forget it.
Just say it.
But I don't remember what it was because I didn't say it at the time because you were still talking. I was trying to be respectful.
Just say it. I resonate with it.
I'll remember. It had to do with something. It was good. It was about going deep.
Time.
It had to do with time, I think.
Trying to backtrack my thoughts.
When I forget a thought, she'll just say words at me. I'm like, please stop doing this to me right now. It's not helping at all.
Then you remember. Like,
thoughts, periods of time, life. Things we just talked about, words.
Oh, there you go, time. See? So, back psychology. We were talking about this off air.
Sorry.
About psychology is one of my favorite classes, but time just being a thing. Now, I guess it's not just a thing because if you go back, the Mayas and the Incas or whoever, I don't remember, they created it with the sundial and this and that, and that's how they came up with time.
Right.
But we only know it as time because that's what they did. And it goes back to, we only call a book because we were told it was a book. We only call a bird because we were told it was a bird. This is only...
We believe curse words are curse words because
we were told they were curse words. Yeah. I mean, it could mean dog in another world. You never know. Yeah. But this goes back to, I admire the indigenous breed, the red men, they call them, that have never seen pop civilization, but they're flying this plane over their uninhabited area and they're pointing to it like it's like a bird, but like they could be calling the plane a bird.
Right.
But we only know things are the way they are.
It's like aliens.
Yeah.
They're like,
so that to them is a UFO, 100%. Yes. It's an unidentified object to them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
which could be the same thing when we see a UFO and we're like, that's
just
a UFO.
Chilling, writing and it's a another Bible civilism. About it. Like, remember.
Whoa. 100%.
That bird UFO came over.
So,
and that's the same thing we feel with
you, right? 2021.
So I really got deep into my psychology class because I was just like, we really only do and say the things we do and say because we were told that's what they are.
Yeah.
But you could go create a whole nother civilization and do and say things are completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like, what part is it just being like woke and what part is being like a cult? Yeah.
Right. And that's the exact same thing I was going to say is it brings it to, you start doing that and people are like, fucking cult. You're a fucking cult.
Like, what's the better name for that? The whole combine? Not combine. That's a football band.
That's a school shooting. We're talking about a school shooting.
Combine, the combine, but what do you call it? You know?
Oh, you said combine.
Oh,
that's how you said Columbine.
No, no. What is it where you have a lot of land and you do your own farming and all that stuff?
Oh, so, compound.
Compound. There you go.
So Columbine, where those kids shot a bunch of people.
No, like, listen.
What differentiates a compound versus a cult?
That's... okay, I kind of want to start a compound somewhere.
A compound I'm down. Let's go. Just a way of life where a cult is you're worshiping a singular person.
Okay.
Or fair, entity fair where enough. You're just like,
okay, got it.
We worship this thing
as a god.
Yeah. Right.
Or someone who has a, any church really.
Yeah.
Is a cult.
Because yeah, 100%.
You're coming to see this one specific person because he has a special connection with God that you don't.
And you don't believe anyone
any
else.
Any corporation could be a cult. I mean,
right. Oh, I mean.
LuLaRoe.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch that documentary?
No.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's like off subject, but.
Shout out my wife got because what does she sell those dresses? Whatever. I tried to tell her.
That's funny.
What's them damn dresses? The not LuLaRoe, the kid ones. The sister.
Dot, smile.
Yeah. Such a good deal. They're still in our closet.
$1
No, I didn't let her go that far, but I think we still have 10 in the closet. So, it's all right. The kids will grow into them. All right. Good point. Thanks for saving all right. it.
They will grow, I guess.
But compound, man. I mean, seriously, that's what the world
I'd start a compound
like,
right
well,
now.
That's what I want. Like, that's one of my dreams is to... Which it's hard because we have the two older kids who have different parents. So without them moving to our compound, which I mean, I wouldn't mind them living outside the compound. Yeah.
But like, don't be in there.
Yeah, don't be in our compound.
Like, don't live near me.
But I want to move to like 40 plus acres, like somewhere like in the Appalachian Mountains.
Yeah.
And...
farm, just live off the land.
Yeah,
live off the land.
We've talked about this when you're overseas. Shout out to Keith too. Like literally the most talked to person while I was overseas. 100%. You were the most everyday stocks, life, this, that, compounds. But yeah, living off the land, reaping every benefit back that you put in. Like you get everything back that you put in for work wise.
Exactly.
And that's what's great.
See, and that's like why I think that life sounds so appealing because you could. Raise your own pigs. Kill your own pig.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds fucked up, but at least you know what food is going inside your animal's mouth and what you're eating. Rather than in that pig or that cow during its span of life with you is probably having a much better life than on a pig or cow farm that are going to be slaughtered.
And I always thought like my grandfather was huge into like... when they owned this house that I grew up going to, he would like, I'd work with him, quote unquote, and I'd go to his house. We'd go to job sites, but we'd come back to the house and he would work in this garden in the back of his yard. And it was probably twice the size of our yard. And it was all wooded in and like garden. So like we would go through there and it would be just all soil and we'd fucking plant seeds and shit and then it would grow. And I remember being like a kid and he would have these fucking green bean fucking stalks like huge as shit. And I'm just like,
where is that
fucking green bean? It's Edgewater.
Oh, wow.
He's like, it's like we eat this, like we can live off of this. And I'm just like a kid, like I'm gonna fucking eat this. It's green beans. Like, but like he did that with so many different things. Like now that I'm older, I'm like, I don't want to fucking do that. Like,
yeah, me
just
too.
Have
it's just hard because you want to live that kind of life, but then you're still stuck in like this 3D society where
simulation.
You need money and you need, you know, like it's, even if you have 40 acres, you still have property taxes.
Yeah.
You still, you know, you still unless, have a cell phone bill.
Yeah.
You know, like you have to be somewhat connected.
Investments.
Like,
that's how you pay for that.
Yeah.
Hold on, topic. Mine are still just sitting there. We got long holds.
Yeah, we do. No, you're absolutely right. But that is... damn it, I was going to say something. I forget. The compound. It's great. It's because, anyways, like you said, you grow the pigs. Yeah, you have to spend time skinning them and all that and processing them, but you're getting all the meat to live off of for that. Right. You're literally reaping every benefit, everything you put into it, you are getting back. The government's not taking it from
right.
it.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
You know, like, and that's why.
That's,
you know,
huge. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we're doing that.
It's never too late to start. Listen, if you start now and you know, his dad's a block mason. You start now, you start building a little bit every year.
Right.
Eventually it can be done. You can you can get the whole frame done. Just let it sit, be an empty shell, and eventually finish it.
Right. Yep.
That's what I said. I was like, we get 40 plus acres.
Yeah.
You know, we could just put a trailer. We wouldn't be in Florida. We don't have to worry about hurricanes.
Absolutely not.
Knocking it over and then slowly build like a cabin of some sort, and then just like invite friends to like rent land off us or move on our property. And
Jessica, we've talked about it a lot.
Join our compound.
You know? And a lot of things is like it's a big decision because do you want to raise your kids to be able to choose to live that life, or do you want to let them live their own life? And that's what's tough.
Like, that's the other thing too.
I wish Jessica and I have talked about like homeschooling and moving into a country area and stuff like that, but she doesn't feel she'd be able to. So I'm not going to make her, but like we've talked about that option just because of everything in society today. And just, I know you watch a lot of the drama documentaries, the Kardashians and all that stuff, but I just like, the whole thing, like setting better examples for the daughters and just living a real life. Like that's just, a lot of people grow up watching that. And it's just, it's, I guess it is actual reality now with YouTube and TikTok and all that, but it's reality, but is it reality?
Yeah. It gives like a false illusion. Life is supposed to be like, that's like, honestly, like love our children, but that's what makes it so hard with having a blended family is because we don't have the choice to do 110% what we want to do.
Right.
You know, because if it was up to me, like right now, like Kylie is having issues with being ADD. And for me, like, I don't really care if she's ADD. I'm ADD. I was never medicated, but if I was, I probably would have done much better, and I would have had more confidence in school, where because I wasn't, I lost all my confidence. I didn't think I was smart. I didn't go on to college because where like now I see it almost as like a superpower. Like, yeah, I have ups and downs and stuff with it, but I don't want her to be on medicine.
Right.
But she is on medicine because she doesn't fit in the public school system's box. Yeah. So do I let her not be on it and then fail and then lose confidence and feel like she can't go on to do anything because she has a hard time focusing on boring shit that she doesn't even need to fucking know? You know what I mean?
Right.
You know? Yeah. But like,
so much shit they don't need to know.
As much as I want to move in a fucking RV or on a compound and travel and homeschool them myself and be like, hey, this is fucking life. This is what it is, real life things. We can't do that because we're in a blended family. You know, there's two other parents who get to
have to make decisions with us.
Right.
Yeah. And our dreams aren't always aligned with other people's. So, but I would totally do that. Like,
yeah, it's coming.
I might do it with you.
All right. All right. We'll get a game plan going after this.
I told Kylie that. I was like, hey, you want to move to South Carolina? He's like, no, that's a shithole. I'm like, oh, all right, cool.
And we'll look for other areas.
He's like, I'll move to Tennessee or Montana. I was like, okay.
Montana's nice.
Okay, Montana, we'll look at that.
You just got to look at taxes, but Montana is beautiful.
State taxes,
yeah. It's a state tax thing. But
I feel like that's a little extreme, though. Florida to Montana.
It's cold. Like, Montana gets cold.
Don't care. I'll go so extreme.
You got to watch the cold, Montana.
Work is extreme for me. So, cold to cold or hot to cold.
Yeah.
ADHD, like, it's a thing. So, like, I was medicated until I was, like, 15. Started off on the Ritalin, went to the Adderall, became a zombie.
Started off on what? Ritalin to Adderall.
Went to the Adderall because Adderall was new at the time. It was like, hey, it's a better thing that won't make your kids so, I don't know, time release.
It
made me a zombie.
Time release shit.
Yeah. It made me a zombie, and people pissed me off because I want peace and quiet, and people are loud, and I hated everybody.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Now they have like different, like Vyvanse and like stuff like that where it hits like Adderall now is like the one where they give you, like when you're an adult, mm-hmm. they'll try and give you other stuff before they give you that. Mm.
But which is interesting because Kylie, she was prescribed immediately, but mm-hmm. it's the lowest dosage and it's time release. And for her, she's not a zombie.
Yeah.
She's actually really? Gets a little bit hyper on it, but she can focus.
She focuses mm-hmm. like her, like they just got their grades. Her mm-hmm. grades were improved incredibly.
Her report card was all D's and an F. Mm. In this one, she has like A, B, B.
C.
Right. C.
Like two. And the only thing different was the medication.
Yeah. Wow. And this is just interim course. She's only been on her medicine for 2 weeks.
Oh,
and
wow.
It brought her grades up that much. So.
Just like that.
But it's just a weird subject. You know, like if we didn't have to do the public school system, mm-hmm. like
who would gives I a have fuck?
Ever even put her on it? You know, like. Right.
Because you'd be you in know, your it's, own system.
It's so funny that we're talking about this because I literally just had a conversation with my wife about this yesterday. And we didn't know we were going to talk about this.
Yeah.
I literally just disclosed to my wife and my aunt last night, or my wife, that I went through a phase in fourth grade when I was on medication to refuse to do my work because I couldn't focus. I would literally push myself away from the desk every day, refuse to work. They would send me to suspension, everything. And then they finally gave me my own desk, like back in the little cubby area, and gave me permission to walk to the pod and do my work whenever I wanted silence.
Right.
But it had to do with being ADHD and being on medication and hearing all the side conversations
shit around you. You're like, yeah. Fuck, I'm trying to focus.
Fuck all you guys. I want to do my work.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what kind of, you know, 8-year old says that, but I was trying to fucking work. All right.
But, yeah. You're trying to focus and it was and just so
that,
difficult.
Maybe that was her case. Maybe she couldn't focus because all the little fucks around her.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Because well, school
sucks
why,
like that.
Because I had
so many kids.
I had a fight with him and her dad about. Even getting her on it because I was like, oh no, she's too young, blah, blah, blah. But with once I had the conference with her teacher, and her teacher was saying, like, oh no, she participates. She, you know, I know she knows mm-hmm, because she participates, and I know she is intrigued and she's interested and she's answering everything right. But then on her test, and when she has to do classwork, when it's silence, she's daydreaming, and I have to constantly because with boys, a lot of times. They are noticed
rowdy
because they're talkative and they are bouncing around. Where girls, it's harder to see because they'll be quiet, but they're daydreaming.
Yes.
And so that's what I did. And that's why I was, my mom never believed that I was because
she wasn't bouncing off the fucking walls.
Right. But I couldn't focus.
I'm with
because
you.
When it was quiet, I could hear someone tapping their pencil or moving their thing or squeaking in their chair.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, focus, focus, focus. And I would just keep reading questions and be like, I still don't know what the fuck it's asking me.
Yeah, no, I'm with you 100%.
I just couldn't focus. And so I just thought I was dumb. I'm like, oh, cool. Like,
there's
simple
also,
question. Don't
there's,
know.
There's also like some people just aren't test takers. Like, I went through, you know, my wife, like, she is not a test taker. She can tell me all the answers on things on, like, her own time.
But the test format.
Nope, she like can't do it.
Anxiety, that fucks with me, too. Yep.
Yeah, she can't do it, you know? And it's just, if, that's why the public school system, which I just seen, like, are they getting away from, like, Florida testing again? Like, they're getting away from
Thursday, man.
Yeah.
It should be. Like, I was in intensive reading my entire high school time because I couldn't pass the FCAT reading because of that. Like I couldn't fucking focus and actually understand it. And they're like the Florida testing was so fucking like you have to be here to pass the school.
Yeah.
Whereas like when I was a senior, I'm pretty sure they were just like, he's close enough. Like he didn't even fucking pass it this time. But.
Well, and not only that, but like getting your child on like a learning, what is it called? Like a learning, not learning disability, but getting it where like they get to go to a separate room to test.
Yeah.
Or
get
extra time just to get your child to that point. Like they make it so fucking hard.
Yeah.
Where like if you're, say, not like the best parent or like you just are fucking busy or you have multiple kids, you know what I mean? Those kids just fall behind so much. I mean, oh, at ELC?
ELC.
Is that what it's called?
ELC or like ESE.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention, so they threatened to put me in an ESE class if I didn't straighten up when I was pushing myself away. And I was like, I don't want to be labeled. So I was like, all right, yeah, I'll start working.
Don't want to be labeled.
I was 8 year old. I was 8 years old, like making, you know, what do you call that? Deals. I was like, all right, I don't want to go to ESC. Like, give me my own space. Let me go to the pod and I'll start working.
Yeah.
I was wheeling and dealing.
Jeez.
God, see, I should have been a lawyer, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, you probably should have. There's still time.
Yeah, it's never too late. Nah. 2022, stock market.
Hey, Jess, go slaughter our pigs. I'm going to be in the office at court today.
I'm so... Listen, the whole compound thing, I mean... If you're woke enough, you realize that is the best, the best thing to do, because all the stuff we put in our bodies, it's ridiculous. I mean, the chicken wings, like, you know, they can't keep up with growing them and giving us enough chicken wings because we just love them so much.
Yeah, we love them so much. And they're like, you want some boneless chicken wings? You know what boneless chicken wings are? Just like the hot dog of a chicken.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's just a bunch of bullshit. So fucking good. But it's such like... It's not a chicken wing. Not it's not all. The like a regular chicken wing. It's not the same thing.
Yeah, I watch a lot of Alaskan Bush people. He makes fun of me, but...
I make fun of you because of those fucking people.
Yeah, the dad.
He died?
Yeah.
The guy that's... The mom didn't die?
Nope.
She's the one with cancer and he died?
Yeah.
Of what?
Heart attack. Or he had a seizure.
Damn.
I know.
You don't want to try
live, laugh, love.
Very good. Very good. I like it.
It's sweet.
Yeah. So if anybody's drinking these Monaco, I'm not giving shout outs, but the Monaco, I like them all.
But if you want to sponsor,
what color do you have in there?
So this is a gold.
Weird.
Yeah. And white. It's funny. Huh? But this one's actually very good. This, I don't know. I like it. Never had that one.
Try one of those green ones in there.
You want a green one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those the ones
margarita?
Tequila.
It is. They're all tequila.
Oh, did you see Crown was coming out with a new like beer shots? It was like a whiskey and Coke. Like
they're
Crown
just trying so
Coke
hard
in a can, which I think is a pretty good idea because then at least you know the alcohol is consistent compared to like going to a bar and a bartender pouring you like. A Jack and Coke.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're, like, they're in cans like this.
Yeah, it's like a Jack and Coke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Would you like one? I have the blue...
I'm not a big drinker, but
the blue MF. You're not?
She's not.
You're not?
I am.
No. Oh, it tastes like Sprite. I like that.
I can't
give me another one. I have a blue.
Or that's fine. Do not give me a blue. Okay. You said so many liquors are there when you described a blue. I was like, no,
let's
sir.
Share this.
Okay. Because the blue is tequila, rum, and gin.
Gin, yeah.
It's like a blue motherfucker, a.k.a. Blue Long Island.
Yeah.
All in one can, made by Monaco, if you want to sponsor the podcast. Monaco cocktail with a rooster on it.
Oof.
And it is banging.
Interesting.
This tastes great, though.
What's the price on these things? Are they
So I got it at Sam's Club. I mean, they are a little expensive. I got it at... I don't know what I paid for it. I know a 4-pack usually costs $10. But there's two... So that's eight shots. It's 2 shots per can. 8 shots for $10. I mean, that's not bad.
Well, and 9% alcohol. Yeah. I mean, that's decent. I mean, if you drink a regular beer, there's usually
this
what,
tastes
5.
Like a rock star.
6 or something?
That's what it tastes like.
That is exactly what that tastes
this
like.
This tastes like a rock star.
It's a monster
that
rock
could
star.
Be dangerous.
That literally tastes. I mean,
that tastes exactly.
If you
like
can't
a rock
get
star.
Another
oh my god, track, high school woods.
It tastes like a rock star. Wow, yeah. I knew that was a familiar flavor.
That is a rock star taste.
Or no,
or
you
like
know what
a
it is?
Monster, orange monster. Or
not no.
No green monster.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Blue
no. The blue. The low carb. Because I just had one before I came over here.
The blue one.
I just had the blue low carb before I came over here.
See, that's
exactly
dangerous.
What it tastes like.
See,
you're like,
I could do that. I could drink all night on monsters.
That is wild.
And then you're pissing in somebody's, you know, drawer.
I have a lot of, well, I don't piss in drawers. But I know someone who does.
Me neither.
You?
I feel like, okay, so
not drawers, but like I piss on.
What's your drunk thing that you do? Like when you get
depends on what type of alcohol I'm on.
When you get like blackout drunk, like I will wake up in the middle of the night and be like, I have to take a piss, and then I don't realize where I'm at, and I'll piss on my floor.
And for
I'll piss
some
in
reason,
the sink.
I have. have like, it's like mom ears, but I have like drunk ears. So like as soon as I hear, I shoot up out of bed. I'm like, you're fucking peeing. And
she did that like a month ago where I got drunk. And then she goes, like, I don't even know what the fuck happened. Where I know that in my subconscious, when I was sleeping, mm-hmm. I had to piss so fucking bad. And so I just immediately sat up, got out of bed. And just turned around and pee. And pulled my dick out and just started peeing. And she goes,
on our
and she like immediately table. Woke up and went, hey. And I like woke up and was like, oh no. She's like, you're fucking peeing. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not peeing right now. And like, I was peeing.
You just fucking peed on your, what is that called?
Nightstand.
Nightstand.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
not the first time.
Have you talked? So I know you don't really call out names on here, but have you talked to your best friend and your best friend about that kind of stuff? You know he has a story.
Yes.
About peeing on a floor.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's so funny that y'all share that in common.
Oh. Mark?
No.
Qualls?
Yes.
Qualls? Yeah. Qualls. Yeah.
All right.
Well, Mark.
Bobo's grandparents' house?
Yeah.
Wakes up from the couch, just Qualls pees straight on the floor.
That because okay. The first time he's done it either. Like, he's done it since then.
I only know it of that time. Wow. That's so great.
We're connected somehow.
Yeah. So he sleepwalks a lot.
Does he?
Where, like, he'll just be
me?
Like, no. Qualls.
Oh, Qualls. Okay.
He'll just be like, she'll, Melissa will just find him like in the garage or like by the pool. That's like, very dangerous.
Wow.
But I thought you were talking about other.
No. Yeah.
Because when, back when we were in high school, we were sleeping on Savannah's couch after a party and he peed on my back.
he was probably just dreaming.
Like, yeah, well, yeah, he like peed the bed. You know?
But he stood up and pissed all over me.
No, he didn't stand up. He just like peed the bed. And because we were spooning, I was little spoon, he peed all on me.
Wow.
I woke up, I was like, what the fuck?
Ooh, that's warm.
You've never told me that ever.
Wow. I just remembered.
That's wild.
Remember that dude pissed on me everywhere?
God.
A lot of nasty things that's happened to me. And
that's so like I'm normal to me. Like,
or getting pissed on?
Just like... No, not being pissed on. But like the...
Just when you thought you knew somebody.
But like the... Like, if I drink too much, it's just going to happen. Like, I can... Wow. I have a set amount I can drink, and I'm fine. But there is, it's like the dream state of, I really have to piss right now. And then I just do it. And then it's like, oh, I'm in my bed? Cool. Oh, I'm in the kitchen sink? Cool. When I was 19 at a house party with a bunch of my friends, I was the first person to pass out drunk.
Okay.
And everyone else is up at 3 or 4 in the morning drinking. And I walked in zombie like into the kitchen and pissed in the microwave.
Damn. Wow.
Into the microwave. And they were like,
that's
what
random.
The fuck?
Either they have low microwave, or you have high arch, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
That too.
Listen,
are kids sleeping?
No.
We should do that since it's 11:15, and this is our longest podcast ever.
Yeah, you can edit it.
This is our.
You can save it for other
podcasts we've ever done.
Oh,
we are normally an hour.
We got so much to talk about. I still didn't even answer what my drunk go-to is.
Oh, yeah. What's your drunk go-to?
Oh, yeah.
So on vodka, I've realized I'm an older age, you know, 31 now. Vodka is just no bueno. I mean, yeah. Vodka will make me, if I'm with depends on what kind of person I'm with, I can become angry and black out, but just absolutely vodka makes me black out.
Right.
I used to hate dark liquors. Recently gone to whiskey and bourbon. Mm-hmm. I'm getting an older palate, a little Jim Beam Peach.
A little cigar.
By the way, I just listened to y'all like the whole green tea shot thing. I make that into a drink. It will be at my house on tap for Thanksgiving.
Excellent. Okay, cool.
And I love it. And
it's your family. And
yeah, I do. I drink whiskey now, and I am like just on your, I forget what episode I just listened to on your podcast, but I'm that guy where, like, hey guys, I'm not going to drink too much today. And then, all right, I'm drinking more. Like, hey guys, like, you know, we're going streaking. I really don't get naked, but I'm just down to do whatever. Like, I'm a hyper drunk.
Yeah.
I am a hyper drunk. Like, I'll stay up all night. I'm ready to do whatever. Like, It's 2 a.m. All right, we're going to go to the woods. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what happens to me. I become a hyper drunk.
So
I don't
thing.
Want the night to end. Oof. Like, yeah,
I am not that person.
Yep.
I mean, I will do I it if I'm cruising throughout the night. But there's a point in my drunkenness where I'm just like, I got to go to sleep.
And maybe
I have to, like,
maybe I've always just picked it up around, like, I can't even say that. I was trying to go with, like, maybe I pick up off the vibe from the people around me because, like, I'm just, like, ready to go with it. But if I sit and start drinking at home, I'm like, I'm ready to go do something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm ready to, like, live life.
So it must
I
can do be
anything
in there.
Right. Yeah.
I could do anything.
What am I doing with my life?
Yeah. I'm going to go to the gym with a six pack.
So, okay. So there's been a time or two where I have decided to exercise while being drunk. Like, I'm going to go for a run. Like, it happened at B-Tap in them's house, you know.
Like,
I'm going running. And Bobo is, like, driven behind me while I was running down the street. And he said, I took a hard right and slept in the bushes for about 5 minutes. Yeah. I've tried to.
He's gone.
You could ask Brandy about this. Like, I tried running down the street to someone's house. I think it was mine. It was mine. And I was like, I'm running home. Because my ex-girlfriend was there. I was like, I'm running there now. And like, I fell. I didn't get nowhere. So, yeah. And so, I tend to get hurt a lot, I guess, when I drink. Oh, it's bad. It's so bad. I know. I'm getting too old for it, honestly.
I don't drink very often. But when I do, I'm typically very happy and hyper.
Mm-hmm.
I would say more touchy than normal because I'm really not a very touchy person.
No?
No.
I listened to this podcast. I thought you were holding hands the whole time, which I don't know why you're not. Come on. So I listen.
You all want to hold hands right now? No. Too close? Too much affection? Well, that's fine.
Coneheads? Lead to Coneheads.
I'm pregnant.
I love that you knew about that.
I did.
Like, I love it.
Coneheads is awesome. But like, she gets to a point like, she has, like everyone else, like she has her drunken states. So if she gets too far into it, she could get emotional.
Oh.
Or she get straight
no, I don't get
white.
Emotional.
You didn't cry once?
I used to cry. Listen, I'm a guy. I used to cry all
okay,
the time.
Okay, then
my girlfriend, bitch.
Bye-bye. Ooh, you're not a girlfriend.
Stuff don't matter. Once
she
you're married, like, that don't matter.
Has exactly. She has done the. Like, if she goes too far, it's straight white girl wasted.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting, like, I'm throwing up at some point in time.
Oh, yeah.
I guess that's normal.
Yeah. Anyways, so I'll talk about myself. So I get very hyper, mm-hmm. happy, more touchy, where I'd be like, CJ, we've been in each other's lives for so long. Do you remember? And I'll like talk about super old shit, like B-Tab. I'll like slap his butt. And I'm like, we've been best friends since I was like 13. Do you remember? And that kind of stuff. I'm just saying that because I remember that actually happened. I said that and I did that to him in front of Brandy. I like grab both of them and just hug them. And Brandy, she's affectionate too.
She's kind of the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I get to where I have like so much adrenaline that I can just run and I'm like not a runner where I'm just like, let's fucking run. Like back in the day, me and Mel, we ran from here all the way, almost by the Shell on Curtis. Do you remember where Ricky used to live? Ricky, you know, Ricky, he lived off of Curtis. I can't remember his last name.
Let's start with
over,
a D. I only know one Ricky.
Past like Ackerman.
Like a Ricky Danzro?
Yeah.
I only know one Ricky. That's why. So. And he's in the military now?
I don't know. Air I Force. Don't
freaking
know.
He's a
but
kid.
Anyways, we ran.
Facebook tells you everything.
We ran from here, down Falcon, other side to Curtis, almost towards the Shell without stopping.
That's pretty
I was
good.
Just like, and I don't
know. Some cardio.
You were drunk? You were drinking? Oh, wow.
I was drunk. And I was just fucking running. I was like, I'm not even tired. This is so crazy. We were like talking and running. And it was crazy.
I like shit like that. Like alcohol affects people differently. Like maybe we don't need caffeine. We just need a little alcohol in us.
No, I will not fucking run with you right now.
No. I don't want to right now.
Or I get white girl wasted where I feel like I'm in a club and my hair is moving slowly back and forth.
She's like, did I have a shot or did I do some MDMA? Did I do some ecstasy?
Like everything feels like slow mode. And then when that happens, I know I'm going to throw up. And then I'm like hugging the toilet in the morning, which I don't like. And that's why I don't drink a lot.
Mm, yeah.
Because I hate throwing up.
I don't like throwing up either, but I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. Like, I will make myself, if I feel like I need to, I will make myself
throw up. Yeah, yeah.
Drinking. The whole thing with drinking. And if you know it, a lot of people in the military drink, a lot of people in law enforcement drink. And I think it has to do with you're expected to be a certain way all the time, structure this and that. And drinking lets you
let loose. You're like, I have to be this and person.
That is why I enjoy drinking. Yeah. Because I, when I'm drinking in the comfort of my own home and with my peoples, I don't have to hold that structure. And drinking lets me release that. And, and that is why I enjoy drinking. That's why everybody in the military and law enforcement enjoy drinking.
Yeah.
And, but it can cause consequences.
Yeah,
you gotta,
well,
be careful.
If you're like, I enjoy drinking because it makes me let loose. I do that every day the entire year. And I'm now an alcoholic.
I'm letting loose.
And even when I'm working, I'm letting loose. And you're like, oh, fuck. I've crossed that line. There's a line there.
But I've always wondered what... So I won't even lie, like... I was working on a job with my father-in-law one day. And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm not being governed right now. I'm working.
Dude.
I'm going to drink a beer while I'm working.
When I'm with my father-in-law, which is not... It's Alan, her mom's boyfriend or fiance. When we work together, this motherfucker's like, let's go out and fucking work. And we'll work from like 9 till noon. And he'll look at me and be like, let's go to lunch. We'll go to lunch at Jabbers.
Yeah.
We'll be like, all right, cool, let's eat. And he's like, get him another beer. And I'm like, I've had 3 beers at lunch. Never do that ever. When I do my side business, I don't drink ever.
Yeah.
When I'm working, ever.
Right.
So, like, we'll do that. And this is a while ago, but, and then he'll be like, all right, cool, you ready to go back to work? And I'm like, yeah, let's go. And he'll be like, okay, I got to stop by the house, get a cooler, fill it up with beers, and let's go back to work.
Nice.
I'm like, what the fuck? But it's also kind of cool because you're like, if I'm drinking here, I do the same thing. Right. If I'm drinking like beers, I'll kind of want to do something. Or I'd be like,
let me go outside
and like, just, I don't know.
Sounds like a great idea.
Do something. And so
start building my compound, dig out some bunch of holes, you know. Let me start planting.
Let me start planting some shit, drinking beers and planting tomatoes. I don't know. But
I love it because I guess it's because like my career, like I never had that freedom. You couldn't even have your phone in a prison, you know what I'm saying? Like the freedom of, I don't know. I've been governed. It's not a word.
Governed
like my whole career, I feel like. And just the freedom like you're experiencing on the side business of setting your own hours, do what you want.
It's
you
so know? Beautiful.
If you want to drink, I mean, wherever you're working, they wouldn't appreciate it. But
dude, I
want to pop a beer and, you know, nail some things. I can.
There's a guy that's working with me right now. He doesn't work for my business.
Right.
He's just a separate guy. Somebody.
Oh,
hired.
Yeah. He's in the house. Doing
he's
something
in the house doing something else. And he's like, he knows he has my phone number and he'll text me and be like, you on your way back? Like, yeah. He goes, you give me a twisted tea? What?
Nice.
What do you mean? He's like, I finished my twisted teas and need a twisted tea. It's like, and that's just how he like works like the entire day.
There's a lot of people like
he
that.
He showed up our first, like, I met him once. Cool guy. Whatever. He was a little fucked up when I first met him. When I first met him, I was like, you've been here a while.
Yeah, plenty of twisted teas.
You've had something. You've had some kind of...
Yeah, you thought he was like a straight, like...
Yeah, I thought he was like a nodder when I met him. I was like, dang. Bro, are you working right now? Because I can't be
here?
That way wow. when I work. And so... We both met up at the same apartment complex to work on the same apartment. And he showed up and he's like, what's up, bro? Good to see you. And he dropped 2 24-ounce twisted teas on the hood and was like, you ready to work? And he drank both of those twisted teas in like an hour.
Wow.
I was like, you are wild, bro. Like, that's another level. Like, I don't drink the entire time that I work at all.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do it. It's not my thing. Like, I guess it's because of my business.
Right,
like,
right.
It's my absolutely. Business. Yeah, I know that when I go in, I need to do work and I need to get it done.
Accountability.
If I'm here and I'm like, I do need to mow the yard. Maybe I have a beer before. Maybe I'll stop and have it, like, whatever. But when I'm at work, like, I like getting shit faced on it just does not entice me whatsoever.
Right. Yeah. No, like, I feel like if I had a business and I was like actually trying to get stuff done, but because I was like the little do bitch.
Yeah.
I was like, listen, I'm holding a board. I'm going to fucking drink. Like, yeah.
When you're there. And
it wasn't
definitely.
It wasn't even like I want to get drunk. It was just the sole fact. Like, I felt like I was going out of my realm. It's like, I'm working today and I'm fucking having a drink while I'm working. I'm drinking on the job.
Fuck you guys.
You know, that's really what it was. It was like, fuck
the government. Yeah,
I'm drinking on the job. You know what?
Okay, so here's a question for you. What would you do if you could have your own business with freedom?
I tried that once. It didn't work out. No, just because, so my wife and I, we had a furniture business, the front of Port St. John, or from Port St. John, Sharps, you know, and it's like a little area, but we started it up, but there's just too much happening at that time. Like, I don't know why I even tried it. At that time that we started a business, I was taking care of my mom. We were pregnant with a second child, and I was about to deploy. But see, deployments are just always...
It has to be the perfect storm to start some shit like that, and actually it work out.
And but deployments are always hearsay. They are not said go until you actually go.
Yep.
We didn't even get our orders to deploy until after we were already at Primo, which is supposed like unheard of. And the issue was, is basically I was working a full-time job. I was coming to that job. I was working midnights. I would wake up, come to the furniture business, let my wife, who was also raising our other daughter, like basically like, we had like a little daycare room, raising my other daughter there while pregnant, go home to do stuff with the kid. And I would stay there and work until I would go back to work at my other night job. And it was just so exhausting.
Too much.
It was too much at one time. Yeah. But... furniture business, you're a ripoff. I will tell you that. 300% markup. That's what the furniture business is. Like, they're paying $100 for something and charging you $300, 100% everywhere. 100%, just so you know you're getting ripped off, but you got to do it because where else can you get your furniture unless you build it?
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, it's the truth.
That's
big
the
money.
Only thing, like that perfect storm, that's the only reason I started my business, because I started working for Walmart and I worked 3 days a fucking week and I was like, I might as well try and do something else. I started like doing side jobs. And I was like, oh, I can really fucking do something here. And then it's turned into something.
It was my idea.
It was her idea. She had to say that.
That's awesome. You're flourishing though, because, during COVID, a lot of people are staying at home, have time, watching YouTube, and are doing a lot of their own stuff.
But they don't.
But it's
we underestimate fat, lazy Americans. People are just like, I don't want to do that.
What do we call it? Convenience.
Convenience is huge.
Convenience is huge. And all these extra stimmies.
People just don't like I've noticed like people, like a lot of things that I get is like, guys will be like, I mean, I can install that faucet that you're doing right now. Like, I know how to do that. And I'm like, okay, cool. They're just like, but I just, you know, I don't have time.
You're right.
If you have the money.
If you have, if like,
you know, why clean, not?
Cleaning your house.
Someone. Yeah.
Like, I'd pay someone to clean my house right fucking now all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, but.
Last week with the full moon, I don't know if you felt it, but last week for me personally was like very like chaotic in my head. I almost like went into like a spell of depression for a couple of days where I was like, I thought I was past this. I thought I was, you know, like, why am I feeling like I can't accomplish anything? Like, knowing Thanksgiving's coming up, I need to start getting shit ready, and I didn't do it. And then one day I was just like, you know what? Like, why don't I just pay my sister to clean my house? Because that's stressing me out right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like not in the headspace where...
To do that
because I feel overwhelmed and I'm depressed and I feel like life is shit and like why live this life?
Yeah.
Like it sounds very dramatic, but you know, when you go through depression, sometimes it can be like, not like I want to kill myself, but just like,
Like, no, right. I got you.
Like,
if you got the money, like, then, yeah, like,
let's do it. Why not?
Why not make it a little easier on yourself?
Yeah. And then just doing that.
As long as you aren't sitting here watching her, because that's kind of bad.
Yeah. 50 that's
pounds just like lifted off of me, you know? Like, so, like, just doing that.
And it's also like different things in your life. Like, I would totally pay someone if I had the money to clean my house every single week.
Right.
However, I would never pay someone to cut my yard.
Right.
I wouldn't do it. I have a fucking, I know, like I say I wouldn't, and I'm sure I would, like this past, like today I mowed our yard today.
Yeah.
First time I've mowed our yard in 3 weeks. It didn't get long as shit because it's been cold out.
Right.
But if it had, it would, like, it bothers me, so I have to do it. So maybe I would have paid someone to do it.
Right.
But the fact that I'm just like, I'm just gonna do it. I hope to get there. That's my goal.
I pay my cousin to do it, so he has a long business, and I pay him to do it because I don't have nowhere to literally keep everything.
Too. I do a push mower, and that's the biggest thing. Is like somebody, like my buddy Justin, came here one day in a like 48-inch Ryder zero turn, and I'm mowing my yard. It takes me like 45 minutes, and he mows my yard in 5 minutes. And I'm like, what the fuck?
My cousin has a helper. Like, they mow, weed, and blow it in 12 minutes.
He's like, hey, bro, I had some extra time today. You want me to mow this yard for you? I was like, man, that seems like a lot. And then I watched him take it off the thing and then go, womp, womp, womp. I'm like, well, okay. Thank you for doing that.
But I think it's all, I mean, some people, like, they don't like having people clean their houses because they're like, I don't want someone touching my laundry. Like, I'm not having to do your laundry, but
right.
I don't give a shit. Sit down, panties.
Like, I don't want people touching my dildos.
Can you put it away too, please?
But I want to touch back on like what you said about the guy like telling you the whole time like he could do it himself.
Right.
My father-in-law told me that whole story. He said he had a guy with like a pool pump, and it had became like, I don't know, leaked. Literally, my father-in-law had to like replace some pipes. He's like, and I think it was like, he charged me like $150. He's like, you charged me $150 to replace those two little pipes? He's like, well, you didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
He's like, so I'm not charging you to replace the pipes. I'm charging you for the time I drove there, measured the pipes you needed, went to Lowe's, got the pipes you needed, came back, glued them together, put them together. He's like, that's what I'm charging you for.
Right.
He's like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And exactly. It goes back to that. You're not paying me for my time. You're paying for my experience.
Experience. 100%. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's my, you're not just paying me for my experience. You're paying me for what I paid to get my LLC. You're paying me for all of my tools.
Right. For the stupid job.
Yeah.
That I could be doing other jobs.
Yeah. The job, like the tools.
Right. Right. Other, exactly. Other jobs. Yeah. So he don't like $150 jobs because he can go work. Those. Yeah, he can go work the same amount of time at a bigger job and make three times as much.
Yeah.
You know,
a whole freaking repair that's like $400
right.
instead of like fixing two pipes.
Yes,
you know?
Right. Exactly.
And that's what my mindset has become, charging people.
Right.
Where I'll be like, I'll do it for this much. This is like, I know that I'm going to be at your house for a week doing this. Like, this is what I feel like I should make during that week. And they'll be like, oh, well, that's just too much. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, can you find someone else to do it cheaper? Because I don't, like, I,
well,
when I price.
Always end up messaging back.
Right, because
you can find Twisted Tea Tony.
I price, exactly. I price things to where I look at the competition and what it's at and be like, I can undercut that 100%. It's what I do when I do fences.
Right.
Like, a local fence company that's around this area will charge you $10,000 to install a fence. I will do that for four.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yes.
Which, and we should probably start charging like $7,000.
We should.
$3,000.
We should, but they will find some crackhead to do it. Yes.
I don't even want to know what fences cost now. All I know is like...
It's bad, bro.
2019, I was quoted $4,500 to do my fence. I did it myself for $1,200.
Exactly.
Buying my own fences and all that and putting it up myself. $1,200 versus $5,000. $4,500.
Well, and a lot of people who say don't know how to do that. Like, yeah, there's some people who just don't want to do it. And they're like, ah, I'll just pay because I don't want to do it. But some people, they have no idea. And so they're like, oh, okay. Because they're not going to go and be like, that sounds expensive. Let me go to Lowe's and price that. Job. They're like, fuck
yeah,
that.
They're like, fuck
right,
that.
Right.
Oh, fuck. I have to add in bolts and screws. And
we underestimate lazy Americans. We need to wrap this up.
No, no.
It's almost a midnight.
Oh, yeah.
These kids are fucking awake.
There's
still
no school tomorrow, but okay.
I know, but it's midnight almost.
All right. You're right.
We have a part two coming.
Final words anyone wants to say before we end this?
Part two with CJ is coming, where we learn about ourselves and our lenses, where we do actual tests. Yeah. We'll go further into some other things. We'll probably do that sooner rather than later.
No, we can do that. I told you we can go deep. We'd go all night.
Oh, we can go all night. Yeah, we can. I just like, oh my God, our kids are awake.
I've secretly been waiting to talk with Keith like this for months.
A long time.
What, about a year and a half now?
Yeah.
And this is the problem.
Well, you came home. We were trying to give you your space with your family. No, yeah. You were gone.
Like, this guy.
I was a broke bitch.
You came home and I was like, I think I'm going to hit CJ up to go grab a beer. And she was like, he got home yesterday.
No,
I think he wants to hang out with his family.
No, I did. I hung out. I was. I'm about to go on a whole other subject, so we'll stop. I was a little depressed when I came home. They sent me home with a broke back, and I couldn't pick up my kids. Okay,
yeah.
Assholes.
And you had that new dog too.
Fuck him. So, we're still fighting.
Have him?
Yeah, I choke him out. Listen, I'm the boss. He's about to get fixed, and maybe he'll calm down. But I literally. So since he was 7 weeks old, the breeder told us to do it. You pin him down by his neck and feel his teeth to show him you're dominant over him. And he'll listen to me, and I'll do that with him, and he's fine. Like, he doesn't really mess with me, but he humps Jessica all day. I'm just saying that.
Yeah,
he humps her all day. He shows dominance over her all day, but he won't touch me. So we're good. We're good.
We're good here. You hump her all you want. I'll do the same later.
Kids, you know.
He doesn't hump the kids, so that's good too.
Yeah. Because
then I punch him.
Do you want to share kidding. Your Instagram name? Get some followers?
Fun fact, I don't have an Instagram.
Oh, what a loser.
I know.
You
I
need to get one. You
I've just thought have about
Facebook-y?
It. I might do that. I
Instagram
do have a Facebook.
Is like, I don't know. It.
Honestly, I don't really do either.
I don't know. You're right. I do Facebook only.
I follow a
for
sports
family,
show.
But I think Instagram I should do because I'm following. Listen, I'm so busy like with just life. I guess I've recently joined a lot of groups, car groups, because I'm trying to like build a cool car. You know, midlife crisis thing. Whole other rant.
At least you can admit it.
Something for fun. You know, yeah. I'm trying to find a hobby, even though I don't have time for a hobby.
I joined a bowling league, bro.
Did you?
I joined a bowling league. What? I'm in it right now.
What?
Every Thursday night.
Back in the day, I used to bowl.
Bro,
did
we
you?
Need to go
That's
bowling. I joined bowling. A league, and I get to my league, and I'm like, all right, cool. I have a league. I joined mid-season, whatever it was, and... Bunch of old people in my league.
Yes,
like in my on my team.
When I was 10 years old, one of my teammates was 70. I was 10 years old. Bowman, 70 year old. I was like, but he would score like 300. Like, it's great.
Maybe next season you guys can be on the league together.
I'm down. I will do it.
Do it.
I'm down.
That sounds fun. Well, we are going to end that there. Wait, hold on. You never answered. If you had another business, would you redo the furniture, or would you do something new?
The furniture.
Do you have
it just
any dreams of? What, like,
you know,
no limitations
business, running a business, it is stressful. I wouldn't even know where to begin. Like,
so you're probably at Compound. You're like, fuck business. I'm gonna
or
try
maybe
and
like
Compound.
Maybe like consulting, like influencing, telling you how you could, what you could do to better yourself with your business, like, or like a consultant,
like a
as
life
far as
coach?
Like life coach or something like. So there's, this is a real job, and I've looked into it. There's these products that come out that have to do with like time management, product management, stuff like that. Everything's entered in the computer. What I would do is I would read the analytics of your company and I would see how that program can better assist you to run your big business because maybe you're not using it to its full potential. Mm. But that would involve me really learning about that product.
Right.
So as far as my own business, I really don't know. Like a whole... I would do a side business thing. It's very tough. The furniture thing was hard. The handyman thing I enjoy because I enjoy the gratification I get out of starting from nothing and ending up with something.
Right. Yep.
Because working for a corporation, you don't get that.
You do not get
that. You don't get that at all.
I fucking love that for being
right.
a handyman.
And I think that's what I'm missing. I'm missing the gratification. And that's why I've started working on my own cars.
Right.
I had a
Long story short, I had a pristine truck that I sold for a lot of money and had no issues. And I bought a bunch of shit boxes that have all these issues. And I'm working on my cars all the time now. And it sucks, but I get gratification out of fixing them.
Right, yeah.
Probably not the best thing because I'm gonna be stranded going to work one day. But that's what I like. I feel like I need some gratification in my life. So if I did a side business, it would be something I can get gratification out of, which, long story short, stock market, side business.
Yep.
Yeah.
Side business.
Yeah. Stock
that's market. Retirement right there.
Stock market, because I get gratifications from the gains.
From the gains.
Yeah. And it's not a loss until you sell.
Some losses right now.
Not until you sell.
They're gains.
You didn't sell.
They're coming in 10 years, but man, I can't look at them.
Ooh,
if you didn't sell, it's not a loss.
I can't look at them, though.
You should check out your sacral chakra.
Hey, you seen Zom lately? Don't look at it.
No.
It's in the 0.40s.
Yes.
It's in 40 cents, 45 cents.
But it went back up. It's like 46.
Right, I think this is a good time to wrap it up.
All right, cool. Let's go.
Letters.
I got to pee.
All right, guys.
I do too.
See you
so
next
bad.
Week, and we will have CJ on again. Give us your feedback. And until then, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Bye.